Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, the still-congested Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. Now, most of the bands and orchestras that we play on this show have decidedly unimaginative names, generally the leader's name and his orchestra, or and his band. For example, Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, Jack Hilton and his orchestra. Fine bands, dull names. So for this edition of the show, I've gone through to try to find records made by bands with more creative or unusual names. And here to start things off are the Manhattan Melody Makers.
I'm happy, happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that love in vain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues to lift you out of your sea. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, of cotton fields and mammy's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy.
Unexpected, disconnected time. Let me dream. better, brighter flame. Jelly's blue nose and gloom chaser you ever find. Hey there, wipe that frown right off your face.
Smile, darn ya, smile. You know this old world is a great world after all. Smile, darn ya, smile. And right away, watch Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are painted. Time for you and joy to get a play.
Smile, Darn Ya, Smile, composed by Max Rich, with lyrics by Charles O'Flynn and Jack Meskell. That was played by the band of Herman L. Friedman. Friedman was born on February 10, 1906, and began playing drums professionally in 1923 with a band called the Ole Miss Jesters. After playing in the Meyer Davis and Hip Bennett bands, he formed his own band in 1926. Now, Friedman could have done like a lot of band leaders and called his group Herman Friedman and His Orchestra, but he used his nickname and called it Snooks and His Memphis Stompers, which certainly has more character. The band made a number of recordings between 1928 and 1931 and played under a variety of pseudonyms, including Snooks and His Memphis Ramblers and Snooks and His Crazy Cat Kittens. Snooks was preceded by the Whoopee Makers, credited on the label of that perfect 78 as Mills Musical Clowns and Futuristic Rhythm. Futuristic Rhythm was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh and sung there by Mildred Rossell on December 27, 1928. We began the show with British bandleader Harry Bidgood, who recorded under his own name, but in this case on the broadcast label as the Manhattan Melody Makers. Other Bidgood pseudonyms included Harry Bidgood's Broadcasters, Don Porto and his Novelty Accordions, Primo Scala and his Banjo Band, and Primo Scala and his Accordion Band. The vocalist on that July 4, 1930 recording was Sam Brown. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This is a special edition of Rapidly Rotating Records featuring bands with out-of-the-ordinary names. This segment of the show features three more British bands, beginning with the Rhythmic Troubadours.
All over town, and I keep walking up and down, while I am whistling in the dark, whistling like a lark, my song goes floating on the air. I envy every loving pair while I am whistling in the dark. Who cares what I am saying in my song? Who knows that I am praying someone will come along? Strolling in the park without a single thing to do. The night is black and I am blue. That's why I'm whistling in the dark.
The king's men march down the street and then march back again. The king's horses and the king's men. They're in scarlet, they're in gold, all dollied up, it's a joy to behold. The king's horses and the king's men.
they're not out to fight the foe. You might think so, but oh dear no, they're out to be gone, they've got to go, to put a little pep into the Lord Mayor's show. It's their duty, now and then, to march down the street and then march back again. The King's Walkers and the King's Men.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Here we come gathering nuts in May, nuts in May, nuts in May.
The King's Horses, played there by Harry Hudson and his Melody Men, with the vocal by John Thorne. The King's Horses was written by Noel Gay and Harry Graham and recorded on October 6, 1930. Harry Hudson made lots of recordings under more than 20 pseudonyms, including the Blue Jays, the Deauville Dance Band, Radio Melody Boys, the Beltona Methodists, Scala Dance Band, and the Palm Beach Players. Keep in mind that many of these pseudonyms were made up by the recording companies and used when issuing a single recording on multiple labels. And if a different company licensed a recording from another company, would issue the record under a different band name. Harry Hudson was preceded by Jay Prendergast and the Rialtonians, and one of eight rare records they made for the Octocross label in London in 1934, Ridin' Around in the Rain, written by Gene Austin and Carmen Lombardo. Jack Prendergast was a promoter and bought a theater and concert hall in 1927, which he named the Rialto, and the Rialtonians was the house band. Jack Prendergast's son is John Barry, who wrote music for the James Bond movies, Born Free and Midnight Cowboy. We began this segment of the show with the Rhythmic Troubadours, directed by Stan Greening, and a very fine rendition of Whistling in the Dark. Whistling in the Dark was composed by Dana Seuss, and the Alan Barrett's lyric was sung by Leslie Holmes. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating records of the 1920s and 30s.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Continuing this out-of-the-ordinary band name edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Johnny Beiersdorfer.
Thank you.
Cliff Jackson and his Crazy Cats around February 27, 1930, and Ring Around the Moon. Pianist Clifton Luther Jackson was born in Culpeper, Virginia on July 19, 1902. Beginning in 1924, he played with bands in New York, including Happy Roan's Club Orchestra and Lionel Howard's Musical Aces, and led the Crazy Cats, formed in 1927 and resident at the Lenox Club, next door to the Cotton Club. He accompanied blues singers, made piano roles, and appeared as a sideman during the 30s and 40s, primarily with Sidney Bechet. From 1943 to 51, he appeared at the Café Society in New York, often with his own trio. Before Cliff Jackson, it was Red Nichols and his Five Pennies as The Captivators and Get Happy from October 22, 1929, with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert. We began this set with Johnny Beiersdorfer and his Jazzola Novelty Orchestra and Waffle Man's Call from March 17, 1924. That was written by Steve Loiacano, banjoist in the band, and Charlie Scaglioni, who played clarinet.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Continuing this unusual band name edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here are the Musical Bellhops.
Thank you. all day long I jump and run about. You can always hear me shouting out, hello, bluebird. Got no time for blues or anything. I'm too happy, I just want to sing, hello, bluebird. Blue sky, sunshine, friends that are real. Old folks, sweetheart, oh, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again. I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, bluebird, hello.
We started off this segment of the show with the musical Bellhops, a pseudonym on the Grey Gull label for Yerkes Bellhops and Homesick. Then it was Harry Reaser's Clico Club Eskimos with the vocal refrain by Tom Stacks and Hello Bluebird, written by Cliff Friend and recorded October 28, 1926. Clico Club Eskimos certainly seems like an unusual name for a band, but not so when you know that Clico Club was a soft drink company established by Henry Millis in 1881 in Millis, Massachusetts, a town named for Henry's father, Lansing Millis. At the turn of the century, the company was sold, and the new owners advertised their products heavily through all sorts of methods, including radio. But since they couldn't advertise directly, Harry Reaser's six-piece banjo group was billed as the Clico Club Eskimos. In photographs, they were dressed in winter suits and boots because an Eskimo was part of Clico Club's marketing, and apparently the program sold oceans of Clico Club ginger ale. We finished up with Zach White and his Chocolate Bo Brummels, a successful territory band based in Cincinnati, and Tight Like That from February 26, 1929. White's career began while attending Wilberforce University in Ohio, where he arranged and played banjo for the band of fellow student Horace Henderson. The band recorded fewer than a dozen sides, some originally issued under the names Eddie Walker and his band and Smoke Johnson and his Red Onions.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Here to start off this final segment of the show is a band with a most unusual name, Boyd Center and his Centipedes.
Thank you. Mr. Neal, you can't ride my automobile unless you wipe it off.
Wipe it off. Now wipe it off.
I keep it shiny, so you better wipe it off. Now wipe them off.
Now wipe it off.
Oh, wipe them off.
Oh, wipe it off.
I like them nice and clean, so you better wipe them off. You ain't treating me right, Mr. Bud. You dropped my parcel in the mud. Now wipe them off.
Now wipe it off.
Oh, wipe them off.
Oh, wipe it off.
Ah, don't treat you, Baba. Wipe them off.
The 7-Gallon Jug Band, one of Clarence Williams' many jug bands, and Wipe 'Em Off from December 6, 1929. On piano, Willie the Lion Smith. Before that, it was Captain Plunkett's Overseas Orchestra and Winter Will Come from around November of 1923. Captain Merton W. Plunkett was leader of the Toronto, Canada-based vaudeville troupe The Dumbbells, and Winter Will Come is from their review Cheerio. In 1922, they introduced the Overseas Orchestra into the act and toured throughout Canada. While in Montreal, the orchestra recorded 8 sides for HMV. We began with the Jazzologist Supreme, Boyd Center, S-E-N-T-E-R, and his Centerpedes.
That's silly!
Yes, I know it is. That tune, of course, was Copenhagen and was recorded November 25th, 1929. Well, we've got time for at least one more. We just heard from Captain Plunkett, so it's only fitting that we hear from Earl Gresh and his Gangplank Orchestra.
Help! What? You won't go. You'll go when the wagon comes.
All right, we'll go.
Help! The girls are after
me. Help before they turn my hair to gray.
When they love you, that's all right. But
look out, dear, you'll break my necklace. Help me keep them away.
Cross Street Swing, recorded in Hot Springs, Arkansas in 1937 by the original Yellow Jackets. Before the original Yellow Jackets, it was Earl Gresh and his Gangplank Orchestra on a Columbia 78, recorded September 22, 1925, and Help! I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.